Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Looking for the definitive source for information? BlackAthlete.com, that's where it's at. From Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali to Michael Jordan and Shaq, football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between. We focus on all the major players and stories. Daily features, video on demand, and Black Athlete newspapers coming to a city near you. Tired of the same old sports programming? Check out BlackAthlete.com. Sports the way you like it.
All right, welcome to the TLC. Third Saturday afternoon, November the 12th, happy Native American Indian Month, and yesterday was Armed Forces Day at the Veterans Day. To all the deserving men and women who serve, we thank you for your services, and we always thank you for your services, freedom, who allowed us to vote this past Tuesday, for the freedom and democracy of our nation, even though some people tried to undermine it. We are a better nation than we were 5 days ago. We are better people than we were 5 days ago. United States of America went to the edge of the cliff and almost fell in. We have a 49-49 Senate, 211-209 House. We won't know the final results until Wednesday. One thing I do know, United States is a better land than what it was 5 days ago. Moving on to the news of the week. Sorority girl in University of Kentucky thought it was cool to beat up a black student worker woman. She thought she'd get away with that. She thought because of her privilege, she was able to say whatever she wanted and do whatever she wanted to do. Well, guess what? The female student withdrew from school after the video came out on national news. She thought her money could get her out of this. It did not. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sooner or later, we got to deal with this on a national level. What Donald J. Trump did 5 years ago was undermine the state of mind in the United States. We finally got 1 foot back. We got to get another foot back. Moving on. Ron DeSantos, governor of Florida, might make 45 blacks miserable in the next 2 years. Now, the Republican Party, I'm going to make this real short, real sweet. The Republican Party had to move away from Donald J. Trump. They have to do this. You have 3 or 4 cowboy senators and cowboy representatives that need to be out of office. Lauren Boebert of Colorado Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia should know of it. You have a guy in Georgia who played football in Texas, who can't spell his ABCs, so now you get a chance to be in office. But this is the way it is. Republican Party can't, look, this race is a very speedier. You find the intelligent black man, run for that office. You went about a buffoonery. You are guilty as charged. For my friend Michael was saying, assholery in the first degree, and you know it.
Overtime. The NFL explained that the
people does not exist with interim coaches. And this is another backdoor beginning around hiring minority head coaches. The NFL should be ashamed of itself. Roger Goodell should be saying, you can't do this. But it's alright, because guess what? The owner can do what he wants to do with his team, because it's his team. Now we have a choice as consumers. Do we continue to watch the NFL? Or do we boycott like we did 5 years ago? Y'all better think about this, seriously. Because if the Indianapolis Colts beat the Las Vegas Raiders this Sunday, all hell is going to break loose in the National Football League. People are going to do what they want to do anyway now, but it'll be worse. On Monday, the NCAA tied the road to the Final Four in Houston all over the country. As you know, the AFC and the AFC East are now the new beat of the NFL, with Miami, Buffalo, and the New York Jets. Yeah, I said Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets. They lead the AFC East. The Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys lead the AFC East. Hey, who would have thought about that in October or August? We'd be talking about the Giants, the Jets, the Miami Dolphins, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think is the best team in the league. The Eagles are for real. You're going to find out. Free agency starts all over the place. DeGrom out of his contract in New York. The question is, where is Aaron Judge going to be going? On Monday, Houston Astros had a parade for the world champion Houston Astros. Pena becomes the third rookie ever to win the MVP of the World Series. On Monday, the Boston Bruins parted ways with malcontent Mitchell Miller, who has been controversial for years, and Boston Bruins has known about this, but anyway, he will no longer be in the Bruins organization. Matthew Tkachuk was suspended 2 games for high-sticking on Los Angeles goalie Charlie Quick. He appealed suspension and no avail. The Iowa Senators are up for sale. And a Toronto group is thinking about buying them. This would be interesting. If the Toronto group buys them, they will be a more viable team because money will be infused in the centers. The centers have not I want to see what the physical makeup of this man. I bet you he's been working out every day for 6 months. Wednesday, Drogba became the permanent owner of the Brooklyn Nets. And the Brooklyn Nets is a complete disaster area. Brittany Griner was transferred from Moscow jail to a penal colony north of Moscow. And now it gets serious. Because if you move away from the capital city, in the countryside, you got a problem. President Biden will be talking to Russia about the release of Brittany Griner soon. I said this months ago, she will not be released until Christmas week. I was thinking about that. The Tennessee-Georgia game was the most watched game in 2 years. In the NCAA. Now, just when you think things cannot get any worse, it did. Now I want to see what the District of Columbia is going to do with the Washington Football Club. Roger Goodell has said nothing about it. Roger Goodell has been quiet. No one was on his mind. And the World Cup begins. And the United States is in a group of Iran, Wales, and Great Britain. And you have to play all three. Win your division and move into the elimination round on Friday. The New York needs to come back to beat Detroit with Barrett and Buzzin, 121-109. Spurs of Wayne McKinnell and Basel over Milwaukee, 111-93 last night. Damon Brown keep the Celtics rolling, 131-112 over the Denver Nuggets. And OKC Thunder players in double digits, 132-113, thumping of the Toronto Raptors. Fox, 32 points down to the Browns, the LA Lakers, 120-114 as the Kings beat LA. The Golden State Warriors, they got down and dirty last night. As they were losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers by 8 to 10 points, came back in the fourth quarter, Stephon Curry, the baby assassin, scored 40 points. And the defense looked good for the Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors give a tribute to all the ladies of the house with their rose uniform last night. Wonderful gesture for the Warriors. Give the ladies a promotion. So go buy the Rose Warriors jersey for fighting against breast cancer. Wonderful thought by
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? While you're bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel?
Commander-in-Chief. We've come a long way since that song came out. We got more work to do. We got to help Mr. Warthog with his runoff. When Herschel Walker, now, the reason why I get upset with this is because all the black men in Georgia, and you pick this fool, I'm being black when I call him a fool, because Republican Party doesn't care about you. Herschel Walker, I'm talking directly to him. He doesn't care about you. They're using you to get the black vote, brother. That's what this is about. And black people ain't that stupid. I'm sorry. So, let's continue on with the Graham McComb. Let's move to ladies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to Dusty Baker. NBA on the GOC. Boogie Cousins wants to come back to the NBA again. He wants to be the Sacramento Kings, but I think he would fit well with the LA Lakers or come back to the Golden State Warriors. Lakers need him because LeBron James is going to have a groin injury again. But he wants to go to Sacramento because Mr. Brown is the head coach and the system. He likes the game system. The NBA, the NBA Players Association will appeal Irving's suspension and required to get reinstated. Also, LeBron James stepped into this. Saying that the requirements are too harsh. What happens? The Bucks on Wednesday continue to roll 10-1 with double overtime victory over OKC. Without Giannis and Carter get 36 wins. Clippers beat Lakers in the Battle of L.A. Nets beat Knicks in the Battle of New York. Durant gets 29 points. Nets are 3-0 without Kyrie Irving. Tatum and Brown do it again for the Boston Celtics. They defeat Detroit. 128-112. On Thursday, Kuzma, 36 points, and the Wizards get back on a winning track as they defeat the Dallas Mavericks, 113-105. Trae Young, I like the Hawks, defeat the Philadelphia 76ers, 104-95. Jimmy Butler, 35 points. As the Heat get by, it's our Hornets, 117-112. That's the NBA for the week. Wednesday, brother BK Zuban will be joining the ESPN weekday crew. Hockey broadcast. Congratulations to our brother BK Zuban for joining the ESPN crew, hockey crew, this year. Pittsburgh ended 4-game losing streak with 4-1 victory over the Washington Capitals. The Florida Panthers defeat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-0. hotel at night at 40 years ago. On Thursday, Earthsider just go overtime. 4-3 victory, Dirty Devils over the Ottawa Senators. And the Devils 8 in a row. And on fire versus the East. The Boston Bruins right behind them. And they win over Calgary 3-1. Vegas is in first place in the West. And they win the 13th of the year, 8 in a row. Bars get goal number 6. As we get that first quarter bowl of the NHL. That's Hurricane continue to roll on Thursday as they beat everything 7-2. Friday, Turner declined Dodger offer of free agents. Astros GM, this is interesting, Astros GM, Shane Klunk, leaves Houston after winning the World Series. That doesn't make sense. But that's just the way it is in the Major League Baseball. As guy just walks away from his job in Houston. other games. Northern Illinois Huskies, our buddies up north, defeated Western Michigan Broncos 34-28. Memphis Tigers defeated Tulsa Hurricane 26-10. Games on the day, TCU at Texas, Washington at Oregon, Georgia at Mississippi, State Alabama at Mississippi, right now, UCF at Tulane, MEAC, North Carolina Central at Nova State, South Carolina at Howard, Morgan State at Delaware State, MEAC. We went through the Western Missouri Valley, we want to do that again. Alabama A&M, Lynn Swank, Alexander Dayton, 4 a.m. Alabama Dayton, Braveview A&M, Alpine Bluff, Center at Mississippi Valley State, and Swank scheduled for the day. Also, it's the CIAA championship today with Swan at Fayetteville Dayton. Swan at Fayetteville Dayton today for the CIAA championship. Good luck to both teams. Play well. Play hard. They have the football side, basketball side, basketball side this week, and the rankings come out. North Carolina number one, Gonzaga number two, Houston number three, Kentucky number four, and Kansas number five. On the women's side, South Carolina with Dawn Staley again, about repeating. Stanford, Texas, Iowa, and Tennessee, with UConn outside the top five. The UConn number six. Football rankings. HBCU. Jackson State number one, Benedict number two, Florida A&M number three, Prairie number five, and number four, and Tuskegee number five. Mid-major, North Dakota State number one, they won't change. Sacramento State number two, Montana State, and North Dakota State number four, Weaver State five, and Jackson State undefeated number nine in the mid-major bowl. AP Bowl, Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, TCU 4, and Tennessee 5. I don't think they're going to change this week either. I just can't believe that SIU is going to go on a three-game losing streak. After a great beginning, and at the end of the year, boy, their defense is now down. We'll see if they get into the playoffs in the first week of December. We'll be right back. NFL on the GOC. The great hour ratings. And last week, the field general went 4-3. Philadelphia number 1. Tennessee number 2. Minnesota number 3. Baltimore number 4. New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys number 5. Tied. Now, if Minnesota, this is going to be the key this week, if Minnesota wins, they have to play Buffalo. We're going to see if they're for real or not. I need it right. Week number 10. Atlanta at Carolina. Seattle at Tampa Bay. Detroit at Chicago. Denver at Tennessee. Jacksonville at Kansas City. Cleveland at Miami. Dallas at Green Bay. Arizona at LA Rams at the Battle of the West. Washington Football Club at Philadelphia. Last week in the LPGA lead to the Classic. Jimmy Dryburg wins over Kana Nagai in Japan. This week in the Pelican Women's Open of Florida. Next week in the CEM Group Tour Championship. The PGA there in Mexico. That week with the Worldwide Tech Championship at Maricopa. With Russell Annie living by Brian Harmon last week. This week they're in the Candace Bank Youth Open. Next week they're the RSM Classic in Georgia. WTA, the rankings are out. Carlos Alcaraz, number 1. Rafael Nadal, number 2. Devin is number 3. Ezra Rudd, number 4. Daniel Medvedev, number 5. On the women's side, we had 2 Americans, Bobby Cracking, the 5. Number 1, Iga Swiatek. Onis Jabbar. Number 2, Jessica Pegula. Number 3, Coco Gauff. Number 4, and Maria Sakkara, number 5. Runda beats Djokovic in France. Garcia beats Swiatek in Mexico this past week. This week they're in Italy. Milan, Italy for the next gen finals. And the Nito finals in Italy. NASCAR last week ended the season with the Phoenix Arizona Open. Joey Logano is the new champion of NASCAR. Formula One last week are off this week. This coming week will be in Brazil. For Brazil Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton has yet to win one race, and only 2 more Grand Prix left, and their season will be over before Thanksgiving. All the sports are wrapping up before the end of the holiday season. Formula One, NASCAR, and WTA will be ending soon. And then we come in January for a completely new season. All right. Well, enjoy the show. Come back again next week. Same bad time, same bad season. And we continue to grab a goal. With everybody a well week and a good month. Coming down to Thanksgiving and Christmas. Take care of yourself and your loved ones and don't spend too much. And take care of yourself. As always, I gotta end the right way with my girl, Alicia Keys, and one city that has named twice. It's so nice. It was named twice. You know what it is.
Now you're in New York.